This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman here with you. The Magic fall last night to the Indiana Pacers, 111-97. This was a game they led by 15 at one point, raced out to a 35-20 start, and then T.J. McConnell happened, Obi Toppin happened, the entire Indiana second unit happened, Tyrese Halliburton caught fire. Tyrese Halliburton goes for 20 points, 8 assists, 20 points for Pascal Siakam as well. And the Magic are led by Paolo Banchero with 19 points. You get 13 points, 15 rebounds for Wendell Carter Jr., but the Magic now fall to 37-27 on the NBA season with 17 games remaining, and it's getting awfully tight here in the Eastern Conference. An updated look at the Eastern Conference standings. The Orlando Magic currently sit fifth in the East, half a game behind the New York Knicks for fourth, and they are one game ahead of Indiana for seventh, 1.5 games ahead of the Miami Heat for eighth in the Eastern Conference. So it's going to be one heck of a race here the final month of the NBA season. But Jake, we'll start with last night. And great start, very promising. It seemed like they had learned their lesson from what happened in New York against the Knicks. They were playing with pace. They were moving the basketball. They were knocking down open shots. And then they stopped guarding T.J. McConnell. I don't know what it is about that guy. T.J. McConnell off the bench goes for 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. We continue to not guard him ever since he burst onto the NBA scene. And he came in, he made an immediate impact. He turned the tone of that entire game around. And I really think he's the reason that Indiana had any kind of life whatsoever going into that, that they were able to come back and win that game.
It's why I know that I can't be an NBA GM or president of basketball operations, because I would have given that guy a max contract long ago. Long ago. That guy.
I don't know that you're wrong, though. Why would that be wrong?
He's the point guard version of Mo Wagner, right? I mean, it's somehow he has more energy than everybody else on the floor every single time he steps on the floor, which is mind-blowing. Sometimes it works to the results we saw last night. Sometimes it doesn't. He's a very good player. He's a backup point guard. 17-6-6. And Dante, I mean, he missed a couple layups. Like, he was getting wherever he wanted to get. And I couldn't figure out exactly why. We're a very good defensive team. That guy, it's just, I don't know if it's like the Luka thing where he knows how to use his angles. He's obviously very quick, but like nobody's that quick. I mean, he was completely unfettered getting wherever he wanted to get. And you're right. Like, I thought that absolutely changed the game. Look, I think we had about a quarter of juice left in the tank. And then that seemed like it went sideways to come out in the third quarter. And they absolutely, I mean, they just poured it on. And we looked like we did on Friday, which is a little concerning. We had that stretch kind of open to the game. And it was like, okay, this is Magic basketball. But at times, the defense is impacting the offense, is impacting the defense.
Right.
We're just running in mud right now. It's just a slog. And so hopefully a couple days off, like, we're going to have to lock back in, because the most important basketball is coming down the stretch here. And if you're tired, you can't play Orlando Magic basketball. Like, we're a better defensive team than that, but lately we've been a much better offensive team than that. And it was pretty discouraging what we saw on the offensive end, just because, you know, 1 and 2 pass possessions, settling for threes, as we talked about, turning the ball over and turning the ball over for points. And that's always the big kicker, are they those live ball turnovers? So, look, it was a rough weekend. I mean, those are two games that you don't want to point to and say that's the brand of basketball that we play or are playing right now. But unfortunately, we're going to have to dig ourselves out of it.
Well, I think they're going to come out of it, and I think they're going to learn the lesson. You would like for them to have learned their lesson against the New York Knicks, that you can't complain, you can't argue with the officiating, you're not going to get calls, you're a young team anyway, And now when playoff basketball, when they ratchet up that physicality, you got to match it. And they didn't. They didn't in either game. And these are two teams that were desperate. These were two teams that were behind you in the standings, and they were absolutely desperate to get a win, right? I mean, did you not feel that? Did you not feel that desperation and urgency from the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers way more than we had?
And I wanted to make a point about that because Brandon and I hit it just a little bit on the postgame show. It felt like we tried to take what happened. So New York, we obviously didn't get a chance to talk about that. They smacked us, man. I mean, they beat us off of a Tom Thibodeau team, played a playoff type of basketball game against us, and we couldn't keep up. And their mentality, it seemed like, was we're going to commit all of the fouls because they can't call all of them, right?
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that was the mentality. But that's how it goes in the playoffs. They're going to see the exact same thing in the playoffs. And as the youngest team that may get in as a 6, 7, or 8 seed, they're going to be on the bad end of those calls in the playoffs. I assure you of that as well.
Didn't you feel like last night we came out and we said, "Oh, that this is how we're playing now. It's March in the NBA. We're making a playoff push." And then we tried to do the same thing, and it was a different officiating crew.
Yeah,
I mean, the first half of that game, I think it was like 20 free throws apiece by the time we got to halftime. There were technical fouls all over the place.
Yes,
and I'm not hitting the officiating too hard because I like the way it was officiated on Friday. I'm okay with that.
Correct. And that usually favors the Magic.
Absolutely. Our size and our physicality usually. But against a team like Indiana, like they're dangerous in a much different way. And we did. I mean, there was a lot of defense, especially that third quarter, a lot of defending. We've been good at defending without fouling most of the season. We were not yesterday and in the third quarter of that game. So two different teams, and I think sometimes the NBA schedule can be interesting like that. You don't get much different than New York and Indiana, the style they're going to try to play with you. And so I think we tried to play New York round two yesterday for stretches of that game, and we got caught.
And your defense has been okay as far as points allowed. You only gave up 98 to the New York Knicks. They were held to, that game was in the 70s yesterday, by the way. How about that? The Knicks and the Sixers were in the 70s.
What was that?
Little throwback to 90s basketball right there with those two teams. But you could only muster 74 points against New York on Friday. And then last night, you could only muster 97. You hold them to 111. I know that seems like a big number, but they average 123. They're by far the highest scoring team in the NBA. The offense is in an absolute rut right now. And I think when you start missing shots right at the rim, and when you feel you're not getting calls, and the way they handle the basketball, I mean, that has been a problem for the last month and a half of the season. The missed free throws have been a problem. You left 7 points on the line last night again in a game that you lose by 14. You leave half of those points on the line, and that's become a huge, huge issue. The turnovers have to get better, and not so much the turnovers, but the fact that they score at will, these teams off these turnovers. So 13 turnovers turned into 21 points. And to me, the biggest indicator that you just weren't ready to match whatever it was in Indiana. Again, Indiana came in desperate. If they have any chance whatsoever of catching the Magic in the standings, they had to win that game last night, and they knew it. And you caught two teams in a row that you absolutely manhandled in the previous five meetings between the two, right? So you handled your business early. You did what you had to do. You won the season series still against both teams. You just caught them at the time where they didn't want to be swept. They didn't want someone to play the song with some silly video of them in the background. And they had to make up ground in the East. So to me, okay, that was like the perfect storm of what can't happen. And now you're now the hunted instead of the hunter. And now you have a target on your back. When you get up to fourth in the East, there's a lot of teams that are paying attention to you. I don't think they were ready for it. I do not think they were ready for it. But I do think what a valuable lesson to learn with 17 games left. If this is how you went into the playoffs, right, and this was your first taste of it in game one against New York, I think it would be in for a long series. They have plenty of time to get it right before they go into the postseason.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, and we haven't even touched on it, you didn't have Jalen Suggs all weekend, and that's a big loss. You didn't have Markelle Fultz yesterday. And so I think Jalen makes a big difference in that game. One thing that's been an issue for me the last two nights is rebounding. We got beat up on the glass on Friday against New York. Okay, that's a really good rebounding team. Last night, for most of the first, 2.5 quarters of the game, it was like a +10 spread. Like, we were doing what we needed to do as far as rebounding goes. And then by the end of the night, we were even in that category, 46 apiece. And we still did our thing on the offensive glass, but that was because we missed so many shots. We shot like 36% from the field, so there were a lot of opportunities to grab offensive rebounds. That's always a pretty clear indicator for me. We are a great rebounding team on both sides. We're specifically cleaning up the defensive glass. If we're allowing teams like New York, you know, Achua and Hartenstein on Friday night, they just want this more, man. That doesn't happen to us very often. So, look, I think the interesting thing about both those games is Coach Mosley now, you know, he's got 2 days, right? So we're going to hit the film room, we're going to hit the practice. And it's not just, okay, these are the two things we got to clean up. You got beat in two kind of different ways, like I said, from two different teams. So the bottom line is we know, and it's been proven earlier in the season, as you mentioned, you play Orlando Magic basketball, you play the standard, and it travels, and it beats both those teams. It beats the tough New York team that's going to try to make it 105 to 100. And you've also slowed down that Pacers team to the tune. Slowed them down to the tune of 100 points in 73 consecutive games, which is a pretty incredible statistic. They haven't been held under 173 straight. But, you know that if you play your defense, then it's good enough to slow down that offense, which is, you know, arguably the best in the league.
No, it certainly is. And that's a team that's gearing up for their playoff push. And they've struggled. They came in having lost 3 of 4. The Knicks had struggled when they came in against the Orlando Magic. Teams are going through it right now. You're seeing some crazy scores. You saw the Washington Wizards go to Miami and beat the Heat last night, which was awesome. But again, very surprising. So I think you're seeing a lot of teams are struggling right now. The playoffs are right around the corner, but it's still a month plus away, so you're not quite there yet. So you're kind of dealing with that as well. And teams are beat up and banged up, and there's a lot that comes with it mentally, physically. This time of year, it's the teams that can kind of navigate through it the best that'll have the best chance. And this is all brand new for the entirety almost of this roster, right? Nearly the entire roster has never been to the postseason. They have never dealt with this. They don't know what's coming. They don't know exactly they don't know what lies ahead. And I think they ran into a buzzsaw the last two games. You heard Cole Anthony say last night, listen, we laid an egg in the second half. And I think sometimes it can be as simple as that. You know, there was a lot of complaining, frustration, weren't knocking down shots. You saw technicals, you saw emotions kind of getting the better of them. And again, it hasn't happened much, but your poor offense affected you on the defensive end. Coach Mosley said multiple times during the game, you know, you gave up a 39-point quarter. If you want to be mad at something, be mad at that. Be mad at what you're doing on the defensive end. And listen, the Jalen Suggs thing is huge, and we'll talk more on that when we come back, because I think you could point to two areas. Your offense completely struggled, and your best three-point shooter wasn't on the floor. I think that means an awful, awful lot not having Jalen Suggs, which was an absolute killer here the last two games. Vamos Magic, join the team for Noche Latina, presented by Kia, on Saturday, March 23rd, as your Orlando Magic take on the Sacramento Kings. Celebrate Latin culture and enjoy Latin-inspired food, music, dance, and more. You can also visit the Disney Atrium at 6 p.m. to watch a 3v3 NBA 2K League match between Magic Gaming and Heat Check Gaming. Get your tickets at OrlandoMagic.com/NocheLatina. More Magic Drive Time when we return.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. Let's get you our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from Ring Central. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. And Jake, we touched on it right before the break, and I think not having Jalen Suggs, your team leader in threes made, he's made more threes this year than he did his first 2 years combined. He's at almost 40%. He's one of your best percentages. He is your leader in threes made. He provides spacing. Cole Anthony hinted at it last night. Not having him out there, you know, he's been averaging about 13, 14 points here since the All-Star break. So you're missing that. That would have been a huge difference in these last two games. That was the gap last night against Indiana. And oh, by the way, he just so happens to be your best perimeter defender. And you have Jalen Brunson go off for 26 points, and you have Tyrese Haliburton go for 20 points and eight assists. And you also have TJ McConnell absolutely annihilate you with 17 points off the bench. And I don't know if all those would happen in that excess if you had Jalen Suggs available. I think he means way, way more to this team. I think the Magic fans maybe realize. Listen, he is the third guy. And you know what you're going to get every night from Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero. But you're asking those two to handle the basketball the entire game. Gary Harris is out there, but he doesn't handle the ball. He's out there spotting up. So your point guards, in essence, are Franz and Paolo until Anthony Black comes in off the bench, right? So you're asking an awful lot of those two to run the offense. And listen, Jake, I'm going to be honest with you. We saw this last year, and we saw it for stretches this year when Franz was hurt. You know, asking Paolo and Franz to handle the basketball the entire game has been a struggle for this Magic team. You know, they can do it at times, and they can do it in a majority of the game, but they need a break. They need a point guard out there. And so for a number of reasons, offensively and defensively, not having Jalen Suggs these last two games were huge.
Yeah, the first thing that jumps out at you is the three ball. But I think exactly what you just said, it's not just the ball finding Jalen for an open three. It's you know, Paolo and Franz are being asked to do so much. Now their three-point attempts are turning into off the bounce, just, you know, sidesteps and the difficult threes that when you're a little bit tired or that, you know, when you're carrying such a load, just aren't falling. And so, you know, those two guys combined in both games over the weekend, let's see, against New York, Franz was 0-5 from three-point range. And then against Indiana, Paolo was 1-8. And against Indiana, nobody made any threes. Franz was.
Listen, here's the thing, too, Jake. We were marveling because, you know, Franz still hasn't made a three against Indiana this year. He's now 0-7, right? And Paolo didn't attempt a three against Indiana in the first two games because you were absolutely annihilating them in the paint. Then he came out and settled for threes right away.
Yep.
Immediately, right away. And then the rest of the team followed suit. So 1-for-8. He attempted 8 threes. I don't know that he's attempted 8 threes in a game this year, right? And didn't need to. They pounded the paint. Now, to give Indiana credit, they defended better yesterday than they did in either of the first two meetings. But you still could have made a concerted effort. There was a lot of standing around, a lot of watching, and a lot of settling for threes.
It's a great point because we came away from the first two meetings going, Indiana's not going to beat anybody with that interior defense, right? And it's not even like Miles Turner is a good interior defender. It almost seemed like scheme-wise, like they were trying to funnel us close to the back.
Correct. Yes.
First two games, run us off the three-point line. I'm going, there's no reason to run us off the three-point line. Like, So I think Rick Carlisle actually watched what Tom Thibodeau did on Friday night and applied it yesterday, which for Rick Carlisle to spend any time focused on defense is impressive. But, no, you're right. I think they had a better game plan. But I think early in the game, we leaned into it. And that's something that even if there's 5 7-footers waiting for you in the paint, Paolo and Franz are good enough to go through all five.
Yes, right.
They got to keep to that game plan because our entire offense is structured off of it.
Well, it didn't go your way. You ran into a buzzsaw. Two big losses to the Knicks and the Pacers. Arguably your two biggest games of the year. I know they were excited about it. Unfortunately, you know, you just had highly motivated opponents that weren't going to let you do what you need to do. They weren't going to let you play Magic basketball. And they handled their business, and the Magic suffer back-to-back losses. But plenty of time to get it right. And through all that, as rough as it feels and as disappointing as those games are, and Cole Anthony said you laid an egg last night, you're still a half a game out of fourth, which is absolutely remarkable here in the Eastern Conference with the Brooklyn Nets coming on Wednesday. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great night, everybody. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here, 96.9 The Game.